Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful Saturday morning to give God glory and praise and to worship Him in all that I can to please Him. And it's a beautiful day to serve the Lord, for that we'll enter into His courts with thanksgiving in our mouth. And thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank God for all that He is to make us what we are in this beautiful, glorious day, a day that we've never seen before. God knows because He created the days. He created everything for us because we are part of His purpose. And thank God for Him entering into our lives as we enter into His presence. So I truly thank God for everything that He is and the blessing that He pour upon His people. So I truly thank God. Good morning to the people of God, wherever you are. Praise God. I know some of you are on your way out the door. Praise God, giving God glory. Some of you going for your walk. Praise God, some of you are going on your job. Some of you right now is going places that God designate your feet to go to heal the sick. Pray with the sick. Praise God. Go to the hospital, a nursing home, wherever God have you to go. Praise God. I thank God for Jesus Christ because God is good and His mercy endures forever. So I do want to enter into the courts with thanksgiving in my mouth. I just want to take this opportunity to let you guys know, praise God, for you to stop what you're doing, to lift up your hand and give God the glory. Give Him the praise. He deserves the honor. He deserves everything that He has done for us. And we need to give Him the glory. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. Oh, what a mighty day it's going to be, a glorious day when Jesus coming back for His church. Oh, what it be a day, praise God, that we'll meet Him in midair, that we enter into the presence of our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus and God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you, Father, for giving us your spirit, your strength. Thank you, Lord, that we can endure. But I thank you, Father, for being who you are in this hour. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God for everything that He is to us in this present world. I thank God for Jesus. Brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, I thank God for His word this morning. I thank God for His love, because God is good, and His mercy endures forever. And I truly thank God, for He is righteous, and He is good. And I thank God, Yahweh, Yeshua, thank God for the mercy of His Son, Jesus Christ. We all need mercy. Praise God. And the things that's going on in this world today, praise God. But at this moment, we need to be in the presence of God and wait on the covenant that He, you, and Him have made together. A covenant of the ministry, praise God, that God placed in your spirit. Praise God. A covenant. Praise God. And I thank God. God made a covenant with us in the beginning, God made a covenant with us that we are part of his purpose. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And I truly thank God for the righteousness of his son, Jesus Christ. And I'm reading from 2 Corinthians, praise God, when Paul, the apostle, praise God, had a fellowship with his spiritual son, Timothy, praise God, coming together, praise God, as a church, praise God. And the covenant, praise God, that God wants us to be is to make a covenant with him. We need to make a covenant with God, praise God, when it comes to our spiritual walk with him, when it comes to our walk with the Lord, praise God. And that, in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, and I thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to read, are we beginning to commend ourselves again, or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourself are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such confidence we have through Christ before God, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He had made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. None of the letters, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Listen to what Paul, praise God, was saying to his spiritual son, praise God, and to the Corinthians as well. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, that as we are born again believers and we have walked with the Lord throughout our entire life on this journey, the Word of God is written not on a piece of paper. It is written in our spiritual heart that we embrace the Word of God more than ever before. And that's what it takes for us to embrace the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the covenant, the new wine, praise God, that we enter into the presence of our Lord to have that relationship, that fellowship with the Lord, that the Word of God is written in our fleshly heart, praise God, that it's written in our heart that we can meditate on the Word of God and more as we want to. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the Word. For the Word is true. The Word is real. The Word of God takes everything that we need to make it happen in the days to come. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God for Paul, praise God, to embrace us, to help us to understand what God requires of us, of the Word of God. See, Paul had to know this for himself. When he was born again, when he met Jesus on the road of Damascus, and not only that, but have a true relationship with the Lord. Praise God, that covenant that God wanted him to have. The greater glory of the new covenant is Jesus Christ. And I thank God that it brings ministry into greater effect for people to receive Christ today. But it will be a day where people will receive Jesus. They're going to have an unch for the Spirit of God. They're going to have an unch, praise God, to know him and to embrace him. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, praise God, that we need to have a refreshing of the covenant that God had placed in our lives when we met him. Praise God. Wherever you met Jesus, you probably met Jesus in the living room. You probably met Jesus when you were going to work, going to the bar. You probably met Jesus, praise God, when you were ready to go into the grocery store. You probably met Jesus while you was on your knees and you feel like there is nothing else could help you. You fall on your knees, praise God. You fell on your knees and asked the Lord, Lord, save me. You had a covenant and an encounter with the Lord. But one thing about it, God is good, and his mercy endures forever. And Paul said, not if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that the Israelite could not look steadily at the face of Moses. Remember the story of Moses when he was up in the mount and he was with God 40 days, praise God. But when he came down from the mount, the glory of the Lord was upon Moses. Even the children of Israel could not know how to take him. They did not know how to embrace him because of the glory. That's that covenant, praise God, the glory of God. Once that glory embrace you, as that glory shine through you, as that glory and power over you. Some people don't know how to take you. They don't know how to embrace that glory that God placed upon your life. Hallelujah. But thank God for Jesus, the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord, praise God. And that's why I thank God, as Paul said, the new covenant, not of the letter, praise God, the letter not going to do it, but the word of God. The word of God pierced through the heart of each individual. The word of God penetrates into the soul of those individuals who accept Jesus as Lord and Savior today. If you are that person and you came across this radio broadcast and you got a chance to listen to what God is saying to you, embrace the Lord. Embrace his glory. Receive it. Praise God. Let the Lord have his way in you. He had called you into ministry. He had called you. He had chosen you. Don't run away from your calling. Hold on to what God said. Come to him. Don't be afraid. Just embrace his glory. Embrace his authority. Embrace his love. For God loves you. For God gave his son that you will have life and more abundantly. So let the glory of the Lord shine upon you. Let the covenant that God has for you, that you embrace his word, embrace his love, embrace his presence. And I know God is good. God is a merciful God. Don't let the enemy rob you of this opportunity. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you that have an ear to hear what the word of God is saying to you. May God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.